seen an uptick in the amount of flu and other respiratory illnesses in the area, as well as across the state of Ohio. And it's this time every year that the hospitals evaluate where we are with respiratory illnesses in the area. We get together, make a decision if this warrants an across-the-board implementation of visitor restrictions, as well as some other activities, such as putting out all of the respiratory etiquette equipment in the hospitals, masks, tissues, alcohol, et cetera, for visitors to use as they come and go. And since there has been activity across the state and in the area, we are implementing those visitor restrictions as of today in the majority of the hospitals across the region.
Are these self-imposed restrictions, and is this the first time this has happened?
No, we have been doing this since about 2006 as a consensus among all of the hospitals. It's just one of the things that we do for patient safety. We also, you know, have many of the hospitals offer flu vaccines to their employees and some other initiatives internally that they do to combat all of the other respiratory illnesses.
What are the restrictions exactly, and what should people be aware of?
Okay, anyone coming to the hospitals needs to know that there is no visitation for anyone who is currently ill with any respiratory symptoms, which would include coughing, sneezing, runny nose, and especially a fever. And then no visitation by anyone under the age of 14.
There are some exceptions to the restrictions for children. What are those?
There are in the for sibling visitation in the maternity across the region. They have asked through their OB physicians that the children who would be visiting first check with the hospital to be sure that they will allow sibling visitation during flu season. Secondly, they ask that the child be vaccinated for the flu 2 weeks prior to visiting the hospital.
Should those that are planning a visit to the hospital call first to find out about the specific restrictions at their hospital?
That would be a good idea. A lot of patients are aware there are scrolls across the TVs that are in each of the room that tell the patients themselves what the current visitation rules are. So they can start with asking the patient themselves. They can always look on the hospital website. They have a visitation section on the majority of the hospital's websites. They can check there. And if they still can't find the correct answer, then just call the main number and they can get their information that way.
If you can't be with your loved ones during the holidays, you can still make a phone call.
Definitely. You can use a call. Some of our hospitals, for an example, Cincinnati Children's has a care page. It's a blog where you can actually get on and connect with the family of and the patient that's in the hospital over the holidays.
Tonda Francis of the Greater Cincinnati Health Council, thank you so much for your insight.
You're very welcome.